Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. And I'm back today, as I do weekly, with more no BS hiring advice to help you as an HR professional, you as a hiring manager, or you as a small business owner, be more effective in your hiring and staffing process. Because I believe that for most of you, you have systems in place that interfere with you being effective. So I want to give you some input that I think will help. Now, there was a podcast I was listening to yesterday. I want to say it was with Tim Ferriss and the guy who started Evernote. And there was a statistic that was quoted. I want you to hear. Average tenure at Google, a little over a year. Average tenure at Apple, a little over 2 years. Now, you may go, what? These are great firms. Why are people leaving? That's not the point. The point is, for many of you, you have the mistaken notion that people are supposed to work with your firm forever. And they don't, and they can't. Part of the reason they can't is if they stay with you, they're going to stagnate. And if they stagnate, if there's a point in their lives where they have to face you laying them off or work cutting back and they stagnate even more, they have no marketability. It's kind of like they have to look at themselves as a business or a product and be constantly in the position where they're revising the product, coming out with new releases of the software, if you get the metaphor. So if your expectation is that they're going to stay there for 5 or 10 years, well, frankly, as I said on Job Search Radio recently, when I got into recruiting, a job hopper was someone who changed jobs less than 5 years. You know, so they were with a firm for 5 years, and if they didn't stay that long, people questioned them. These days, it's nowhere near that long. Plus, the economy is such where the number of people who are doing temp work or contract work has grown exponentially. 10 years ago, 6% of the workforce were contract or temp. Today, it's more than 30%. So I want you to start rethinking your attitude towards your employees. Number one, as you evaluate and assess people, don't think of them as being lifers, because they won't be any more than you will be, right? How often have you changed jobs, but you expect them to do things that you're not willing to do? Next thing, you know, Reid Hoffman from LinkedIn puts it very well, in that people should be expected and supported in staying for the life of a project or a particular term period of time. So that if an engagement is going to run for 18 months, for example, or if a project or a major effort is going to run for that period of time, at the end of that, you can't expect them to sit there doing idiot work. They won't tolerate it. So commit to supporting them if they stay for the duration of the project, that you're going to help them with finding something else if that's what they want. If they want to stay, you'd be very happy to have them stay. But if they come to you and say, you know, I'd like some help with finding something else, you're going to open your Rolodex up and try and help them land something else. I know it's a novel approach, but whether you're an HR, a business owner, or a hiring manager, you've got to be in a situation where you face the new realities rather than be blind to them. And this is a great approach where you're candid with your potential hires, and they're going to find this remarkably refreshing. I'm Jeff Alpin. Hope you found this helpful. Visit thebiggamehunter.us. There's a lot more there that you can watch, listen to, or read. And by the way, if you like this video, see that little icon in the corner? Click it and you can subscribe to my channel here and get notices whenever I do a new video about hiring or a new video about job search. Also, if we're not connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request at linkedin.com/in/thebiggamehunter. And if you're trying to do staffing anywhere in the United States, call me. My number is 646-374-8656, or email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. Take care. Have a great day.